For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Let's just applaud our nursery, preschool, and children workers as they leave. Amen. That reminds me of an announcement that I need to make. I told Bishop to make this announcement. Don't even know if they did because I wasn't listening. I was praying in the Holy Ghost. But we are in need of volunteers for the preschool nursery classes. Serious need. If you have children, maybe even grandchildren, see Brother Tim them, we are in serious need of workers. We are at the point where we need to not even send children back there under age of two. I think they're still taking them, but because of the age gap, if we had enough volunteers, we could arrange to have another classroom for the toddlers, the preschool, the babies. Also, we're in need of volunteers for the food pantry. See Kelton or Miss Gail. Brandon has just stepped in, and he and his wife unloaded all that food by themselves the other day. And that's not the first time we need volunteers. Making the boxes, whatever. Just see them. If you're available, let them know, and they'll contact you and let you know when and where. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we thank you for our coming together today. Oh, how we love you. We honor your majesty. We honor who you are. The word says you're clothed in majesty. And we honor that and we reverence that today. But even at the same time, we're so thankful to know that we're your children, that we can come boldly into the throne of grace. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We praise you and we worship you. Each one of us has said in the song and heard that we give ourselves away so that you can use us and use us today according to your will and your word and the rest of our lives, because one day we have to stand before you and give an account of all that we've done in the body, all we've said, and all we didn't do. Oh, we thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love. Oh, what a God you are, and that you are the only God. Those gods made of wood and stone and are no gods. And anything else that comes before us is no God, but you are God. We acknowledge that right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Say that. You are God. Say that again. You are God. So you are clothed in majesty and honor. We reverence your name today. In our lives, Lord, be magnified. In my life, Lord, be magnified. In my life, Lord, be magnified. Hallelujah. I want to, if I can get you to put the scripture on the board, 2 Timothy chapter 3. And I believe it's verse 16. Not Tim, 2 Timothy chapter 3. I believe it's verse 16, we have to, we are establishing a foundation because you know, sometimes you get so familiar with a scripture or something that you kind of look over what it's saying. And so as we share some scriptures with you today, we don't want you to look over what they're saying, even though you already know that. Amen? Amen. So 2 Timothy chapter 3, I'm going to back up. Start it. Thank you, Lord. Start at verse 10. Can you back up to verse 10? Can you put that on the screen for us? I'm reading from the New King James. Hallelujah. Do you have it? Amen. I want you to see that scripture. It says, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all those who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you learned them, and from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And this is where I was going to establish the fact that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth. And be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. God is calling us to a lifestyle of diligence to Him, His word, and His will. He's calling us for a lifestyle to diligence to His word and His will, that we are just as quick, as desirous, as apt to do what word we know, say the word that I know. We are as quick to do the word that we know as we are to breathe. Hold your nose and close your mouth, just as long as you can. Whenever you can no longer do it, you can take it down. What? You got to the point that you had to do what? Breathe. Or else. Do it again. You'll get to the point that you have to breathe or else. And when you have to let go, let go. That's how we have to be diligent to be obedient to the word of God, which is profitable for us to become what God would have us to be. Are you hearing? I'm going to let the word do most of the talking today. Amen. Turn to Psalm 119.